From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. And what a great show we have planned for you. At the bottom of the hour, 1:30, Jennifer Bryant from Nourish Nutrition Counseling is going to be in studio. So if you've got questions regarding nutrition or some of the things you've heard Jennifer talk about maybe in the past or maybe from her website, the phone number is 338-5790. Let me give that again, 338-5790. You can text questions if you want to, whether it's the first half or second half of the show. This is your show, and we're doing our best to make sure you have access to our guests and a place where you can ask the questions, get the information you need. The text line is 585-LIVE, 505-585-5483 for the text line. All right. Now, with that being said, welcome Abby back into the broadcast. Abby, one thing I do want to know, we've got experiences, conferences, all kinds of stuff coming up. Did you, I think you told me yesterday, did you already register for Sister Sister?
I did. I'm so ready for it.
Okay. I still have not registered.
Well, Steve, you are a male. I don't think you're invited.
I'm not. I'm totally not invited. But ladies, you are invited. Here's the cool thing. Trinity Southwest University, they brought some good news about the Sister-Sister experience. Staying sane in a crazy world is the theme. It's coming up September 23rd and 24th at the Marriott Pyramid Hotel in Albuquerque. It's become possible to make this a free event. That's right. No charge. For sisters, had you already bought a ticket, Abby?
You know what? Luckily, I hadn't. But also, Larissa Lusco, who the ladies will hear from at this conference, she hooked me up. So
nice.
I did not purchase one. But now the good news is everyone gets to go for free.
Yeah, Trinity Southwest University took care of that for the Sister Sister Experience, Staying Sane in a Crazy World. And a reminder, if you have a free event, if your organization, your church, if you have a free event that you want the general public to go to, well, let us be a megaphone. Email all the details, the who, the what, the when, the where, the why, to studio@klyt.fm. And speaking of free events, there's one coming up this Friday night, September 30th at 5:30. It's Friday night, September 9th, this Friday, 6 p.m. at Hoffmantown Church, Best Facts Apologetics Conference, hosted by the Great Commission Alliance, who we've heard from on this show. Jim Williams was fortunate enough to have some guests in, including one of our guests today. Drew Hoy is in studio, along with Nate Herbst and Benny Renfro from the Great Commission Alliance. And all three of you guys are going to be at the event at Hoffmantown this Friday. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, for those unfamiliar who haven't heard us talking about what you're going to be doing at the conference, well, that's why I brought you guys in studio, so we can talk about that. And I'm going to tell you, because we don't have a webcam, they're pointing at each other like, no, you start. No, you start. Okay. All right. So, Drew, you've been in studio, so you might be most comfortable here. You've already kind of settled. I'm gonna throw you under the bus and let you get started. But you're gonna be one of the speakers.
I am gonna be one of the speakers. Yeah. So at this conference, we're bringing in Josh McDowell, who's gonna be giving some biblical evidence for the Bible. Of the Bible's reliability. We're bringing in Brady Cohn, who's going to talk about how to love people of the LGBTQ culture and how we can reach them with the gospel. And then our team's going to share about our tool, the Best Facts, that we teach apologetics on. Benny's going to be speaking about that. We're going to do some evangelism training there. So it's going to be a really good time for learning how you can engage with the culture and the people around you.
And actually, let me say in advance, these guys are doing a fine job here today in studio, because some of them just spent, I don't know, I'm going to guess about 12 hours in the car.
Nate's over here sleeping. Yeah.
8 hours. So Ben and I today have been driving since very early in the morning, but It's been a week of many hours of driving as we've traveled with Josh for a couple other events. We just finished an event just like this one in Denver a couple nights ago, then in Grand Junction last night.
How did it go?
It was great. We had a lot of fun. We got to meet a ton of people, and we had a blast. It was awesome.
Now, I'm sure it was well attended, but let's say we learned from it and tell our listeners that it's really important not only that you attend, but you share it on a social media. You know, it's one thing, you know, you guys will post something on social media, say about the event maybe, and then you like, smiley face, whatever. It's like, thanks, guys. I feel good. How about you share it? That's so much more important. And let's do that, actually. Whether you're sharing it on social media or you're, taking the web address for the event and sharing it with someone, which, by the way, HoffmanTownChurch.org, they've posted it on their events page, and you can share it that way. And with that, I'll welcome also into studio Benny Renfro. Benny, another staff member at Great Commission Alliance, and you were or were not part of the road trip this morning?
I was the driver.
Oh, okay.
I've been the driver for the entire road trip.
Okay.
Which is good, because Nate's not a good driver.
Well, they've all got Sopo coffee, which, by the way, guys.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
Right?
Pretty good.
Kudos to our folks over at Sopo. What part of the conference will you be, Benny?
So I'm going to be teaching on our Best Facts Apologetics Tool, and that's actually the name of the entire conference, is the Best Facts. Now, it's not that these are the best facts that are out there anywhere in the world on apologetics, but it's actually an acronym that is four reasons why we can believe and trust that God exists, the reliability of just the existence of God, but then five reasons why we can trust the reliability of Scripture. And so it's really cool because we get to teach on that. And I'm actually going to be opening up the conference. And then Josh McDowell is going to go deeper on some of those other issues on the reliability of Scripture. And he's got some really cool props. He's got some scrolls that are many, many, many feet long that are going to be rolled out for people to come and get to see and view. And it's just going to be a really unique time of ministry to really equip us for these conversations that we're going to be having all around our day-to-day life about, you know, why do I believe God? Why do I believe the Bible is true? And it's going to be a great event for people to come to and just get equipped for those type of conversations.
Okay, did I mention that this is a free conference?
It's a free conference, and it gets better. Not only is the conference free, but every attendee is going to get our Best Facts Apologetics workbook for free.
Oh, wow.
We're giving those out. That's a great, great tool. It's $10 on $9.99 on Amazon, so they'll get it for free. Additionally, we're giving out 300 plus copies of More Than a Carpenter for free from Josh McDowell. So the conference is free, and they're getting at least two books free. We're also going to give everybody our Best Facts tract. It's a tract that's designed for skeptics. That'll be free, so they'll get a ton of free gear, and it will be a great time.
Well, and I'm pretty sure the person who manages my calendar has me doing something else that I think.
Unacceptable.
But yeah, right? But Mom is going with a friend. I made sure she knew about it. So there you go.
Good.
Well,
good.
Yeah, see, I got more than a like, or I did more than a like. I shared.
All right.
And Mom is going. Now, are you guys cool if someone calls to ask questions about the conference today? Are we good with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So I already mentioned the phone number, 338-5790 in Albuquerque. So it's 505-338-5790. We actually have a gift for everyone participating in today's show, whether with our first guest or second guest. So you guys give away stuff at the conference. We're doing the same thing. All you need to do is participate with a phone call and a question at 338-5790 or a text to 505-585-5483. Okay, now, you guys were pointing at each other earlier, so I'm going to see who's quickest on the draw here. Who wants to tell me what drew them to apologetics? Okay, so
I'd love to answer
Nate,
that.
Nate is the answer man.
So I grew up a missionary kid all over the world, but when I was about 10 years old in Colombia, I began having really serious doubts. I'd had doubts previously, but they kind of grew larger and more complex. And during that time, my dad got me Josh McDowell resources, and those were a lifeline to me in those periods of doubt.
They have been for so many people for
Absolutely.
A long time. Yeah.
So side note, getting to see him in person, getting to meet him, he's very friendly, very relatable. It's just a memory that I will never forget. And if you come to the conference, you'll never forget it either. So over the years, dealing with different doubts, I came to a point where I was either going to keep following Christ because this was true, or I had to find out what was true.
Right.
And looking at the evidence, I found that I could believe this. And
you hear that a lot about people, and especially not only going through the evidence, but you hear it about, you know, people who maybe set out to disprove the Bible,
like Josh,
yeah, like Lee Strobel or C.S. Lewis or
many others.
Yeah. Well, the Word of God's right, it's alive and active. It's powerful.
Excellent. Yeah.
So I interrupted you.
Hey, no worries.
I love it.
Throughout the years, I came to a point where I had to have a quick reference that I could remind myself of the evidence. So it needed to be coherent, and it needed to build on itself, needed to be comprehensive. You know, sometimes when you say, why do you believe in Christianity, people say, well, evolution's not true. And it's true that evolution is not true. It's true that evolution is false, but that doesn't make Christianity true, right? So we needed a comprehensive, coherent case that builds the case for why I can trust the Bible, why I can know that Jesus died and rose again, all these things. So some of the arguments that are now in the best facts were arguments that at a personal level, I had to constantly remember and remind myself of. And as a ministry, years later, we put these into an easy-to-remember format where others could remember them. And that's what we'll be giving you and teaching you at the conference. I'll run through the two acronyms that Benny mentioned. The BEST acronym is four arguments for God's existence, the beginning of the universe, the engineering of the universe, standards and morality, and the truth about Jesus. And then the FACTS acronym gives us five arguments for why we can trust the Bible. It foretells the future. It's archaeologically accurate. It's coherent. It's been transmitted correctly. And there are scientific statements in God's Word that point us to our Creator. And those simple arguments became kind of a lifeline for me, just to remind myself whenever the doubt came up,
right,
to go back to the truth and say, this is the truth. We'll be sharing more on that at the conference. And
just to tease, I love it, Nate. Just to tease, you don't want to give it all away. Well, listen, we're almost halfway through our time together today, and we're gonna head into a break. But as we do that, I do want to make sure that you remember the information we gave you about what we're talking about, the BEST Facts Apologetics Conference that's hosted by the Great Commission Alliance. That's these guys in studio with us today. It's going to be at Hoffmantown Church this Friday, September 9th at 6 p.m., and you will find the information about the conference on the web at hoffmantownchurch.org. Is it also on the Great Commission Alliance website?
It is, greatcommissionalliance.org. That's
okay.
greatcommissionalliance.org.
And I actually just went there. I've been there one other time before. Haven't had a real time to surf it, but I bet there's a ton of resources there.
We have some resources there, and others will be in our YouTube channel. You can just search Great Commission Alliance on YouTube, and you'll find it. Tons of resources there, lots of videos. We have the whole Best Facts video series there and many other resources as well. Probably like, what, Benny, 600 videos or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, have you watched them all?
I have not.
I have. I edited them all, so I've watched them all.
You watched them multiple times.
All right, well, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, more from the Great Commission Alliance and, of course, the conference we mentioned, the Best Facts Apologetics Conference, coming this Friday at Hoffmantown, 6 p.m., more after the break on ABQ Connect.
At Calvary Southwest with Pastor Ray Montoya, it's our desire to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, souls, and minds, to live out, teach, and walk in the truth of God's Word, and to passionately reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hope you'll consider doing this with us. We meet Sunday mornings at 9 and 11, as well as Wednesday nights at 6:30, just across from West Mesa High School on Fortuna. Find more details at CalvarySouthwest.com.
Christian Military Fellowship is an association of believers committed to encouraging United States Armed Forces members and their families to love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. CMF involves all ranks, family members, veterans, retirees, and civilian employees. CMF leads the military society one-on-one, heart to heart, and person to person to commit to Jesus Christ. CMF helps individuals establish and maintain personal Bible study, prayer, and obedience to God in every area of their lives. By committing to these goals, members are encouraged and equipped to share their faith with others. CMF accomplishes this by providing resources to grow deeper into the heart of God, discipleship tools to foster Christian growth, and opportunities for training, mentoring, and biblical counseling. Looking for a local chapter or wish to start one in your area? Find out more at cmfhq.org.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Ravon's mother never stopped praying for her son, who was recruited by the radical RSS to be a Hindu hitman. RSS trained Ravon to use threats and violence to rid India of all religions other than Hinduism. But his mother's prayers were answered when Ravon, after a serious motorcycle accident, gave his life to Christ. Today, Ravon is a pastor, sharing the gospel with neighbors and even former RSS teammates. Now, RSS is threatening Ravon, pressuring his family to move, and even attempting to frame him for robbery. No matter what comes, says Ravon, I am determined never to turn back from my ministry.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. Or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
Yeah, I got to tell you, if you have not met Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, let me tell you, this is a guy who loves Jesus, and he'd actually tell me to be quiet right now because he does, you know, he's not big on the kudos. But he does a lot for this community, and we appreciate his sponsorship of the radio station. Welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and we have in studio with us the Great Commission Alliance. Well, not the whole alliance, just Nate Herbst, Benny Renfro, and Drew Hoy. And they are here to talk about the Best Facts Apologetics Conference coming to Hoffmantown Church this Friday night, 6 p.m. And the details on that you can find in a couple places, hoffmantownchurch.org or at the Great Commission Alliance website. That's greatcommissionalliance.org. It is a free event. And Abby, you know, we were talking earlier in the show how important it is not only to remind people about it or, you know, to go to posts we see about it and like it, but to share the information. Can I give you a challenge?
Oh, absolutely.
Will you please share this with someone on social media today?
Well, Steve, I've already shared it with some people prior to today.
There you go.
Honestly, I think you hit the nail right on the head. We just need to share it as much as we can.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, Abby is a vital part of the show, not only helping out on the air, but she, you know, does all the switches and knobs and faders and stuff to make us sound as well, I was going to say as good as we sound, but you sound much better than I do. So
I just push a lot of buttons. Well, you guys make it easy.
Well, thanks, Abby. We appreciate you. And back to the topic at hand, the Best Facts Apologetics Conference. And actually, Josh McDowell, we mentioned earlier in the show, is going to be one of the speakers. And Nate, most people listening may be well familiar with Josh, but the truth is, I mean, there may be a whole nother generation now that maybe isn't so familiar with his story.
Yeah, well, let me tell you a little bit about Josh. He has spoken to more people than any human in history.
Yeah.
He has done more than 27,000 presentations. I think it's close to 30,000 now. He has written or co-authored more than 150 books. This guy is prolific at defending the truth of the Bible and the reality of the gospel on a global scale. He has impacted millions for Christ. And everywhere we go, this will be the third event we've done with him this week, and then we're doing another in Texas this weekend.
Where are you going in Texas?
Fort Worth.
Okay.
Yeah, Fort Worth.
I'm a Texan.
Well.
I lived there 2 weeks.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, okay. I got out of there real fast.
That's good. You figured it
out.
Actually,
it's not that bad of a place to be now. I mean, you know.
No, it's not.
It's a whole other country. So, anyway.
Yeah, so Josh, he has impacted millions for Christ, but he's also one of the most authentic and genuine people you'll ever meet. At the conferences, he's out, he's meeting people, he's engaging with people. I've seen him this past week one-on-one with children that come up and have questions, just generously spending time talking with them and helping work through things. This guy is amazing. So I would say if you know Josh, you know Josh.
Yeah, right.
And you don't want to miss an opportunity to come see Josh. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing. And if you don't know Josh, you need to know Josh. This is one of the most influential Christian leaders and apologists of the last century. There's just no other way to put it. So you don't want to miss this opportunity to hear from him, to be encouraged in your faith, to learn some of the evidence, and to see with your own eyes some of the physical manuscripts that he's going to be bringing. It's going to be an incredible event. You don't want to miss it. Again, I'll say 6 o'clock tomorrow night at Hoffmantown Church. You need to register at either greatcommissionalliance.org or Hoffmantown Church.
Okay, now I'll be honest. I didn't know you needed to register prior. If you just show up, can you register?
They can still register on site. Yeah.
Okay.
There will be people registering.
But why would
on
you
site.
Do that when you can skip the line?
Right.
Well, I don't know if you skip the line, but you know, expedite getting the conference underway Friday night by registering up front.
And again, I'll just say everybody that comes is going to get our Best Facts workbook free. They're going to get Josh McDowell's More Than a Carpenter. I should say every family or family unit, every single. We're going to be giving one away per group or per single. And there's a lot of free stuff to get. So you need to register so that you can get your free
okay.
group.
And Benny.
Well, and this is actually the third event in a tour of four that we've done. So we are running off the backs of two other events right now. And both of those were just about like sold out packed venues.
Uh-huh.
And so another reason for registration is to make sure that you can save a seat. So it's not
good
just
call.
The free tools, but if it's going to be awesome. Like
yeah.
people are lining up out the door to be able to get in and be able to see these speakers. So
well,
it's really
and
awesome.
I know we've been talking it up. So, you know, so for sure, it's going to be packed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one of the things we wanted to talk about, too, was one of the other guests, Brady Cohn is going to be there. And actually, Benny, I should just let you kept going. Tell us about Brady and what we can expect tomorrow.
Yeah, so Josh McDowell is definitely like the keynote speaker, but Brady Cohn is, I think, a name that's going to be very, very relevant for Christians to know and hear about and know about his ministry. So he's the founder of Calibrate Ministries. He also has a podcast called The Great Exchange, which if you're listening to this and you're wanting to hear more about Brady after I share a little bit about him, but you're not able to come tonight, you should definitely check out his podcast. But he speaks on LGBTQ issues and how to really love that community well, but in coming from a personal experience. So he's going to be sharing his testimony about his life and his sexual identity. And it is such a relevant topic. But of everyone I know that can speak on this, he shares it with just such a balance of love and truth. It's not about what you're getting saved from. It's about who you're getting, who you're walking towards this relationship with Jesus. And we've partnered with him multiple times before, and he's one of my favorite speakers. And at each year, I think his message and his ministry becomes more and more critical to our culture, to our conversations, and to our faith.
Even Josh. So Josh, I don't think had ever heard Brady before this event that we did. And so Josh stayed there for Brady's session after his. And Josh got up in front of the whole conference after Brady spoke. And he said, I'm giving that video to every single person in my family. And I want every single person in this room to get it for every single person in their family. So even Josh McDowell was just absolutely impressed by Brady and wanted to make sure that everybody hears what he has to say.
See, Josh is into sharing too.
Mm-hmm.
See, we knew he was a good guy. Okay. Hey, one of the questions I have, Drew, I want to make sure before we're done, I ask you more about what GCA is doing around the globe. One of the things that occurred to me, and I want to ask, if someone's listening and they're considering who to bring, and I think I know the answer, but I'm going to let you guys do this. Is this an evangelistic event, or is it Christian education, or is it both?
It would be both. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely bring...
it never hurts to hear the truth.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to have a time where people could respond at the end of the end of the event if they want to make a decision for Christ or something like that. So definitely, if you have some friends who are looking for answers, this is a great place to bring them.
Okay. And with that, since we got you started, Drew, let's head right into the GCA and what they're doing. That's the Great Commission Alliance and what they're doing globally.
So the Great Commission Alliance, our vision would and our dream is to see the Great Commission completed in our lifetime. And this is through the act of multiplying Christ-like multipliers. So believers who will carry on this process of multiplication, evangelism and discipleship and carrying that process on and on and on. And so we do that through trainings all across the globe. Our ministry is about 5 years old, and already we've trained over 20,000 believers around the globe. We've been in over 40 countries, and so it's just exciting to be able to go to these. Nate and I just got back a little bit ago from the Middle East, where we were doing some training, some conferences in three different Middle East countries. In fact, we have one of our partners in a Middle East country is doing a training today, which is exciting. Be praying for that. The church in the Middle East, there's a lot of fear, and so when you think about it, pray for the church in the Middle East. But that's what we do. We train. We just like this conference here. Evangelism, discipleship, apologetics. We create resources, so a lot of those resources that we'll be giving away for free at this event. So it's really exciting to be a part of this ministry. Sometimes you wake up and you're just like, I get to do this
right,
for work.
Yeah.
It's just exciting.
That's what I say every morning, Drew, every morning. And now it's easier these mornings because I used to have to be at the radio station by 5:45. Now it's the sun's up when I get here.
Yeah, well, it makes it easier with this SoPo coffee.
Yeah. Now, okay, I asked about evangelistic or is it Christian education. How about this? How about the person listening who hears even the title and best facts, but past that, they, Great Commission Alliance, and immediately in their head they may think, oh, this is a missions conference. This is for people who are interested in finding out how to go share the Word of God somewhere else. I'll just answer this and you guys shoot me down if I'm wrong. Our mission field for those who aren't going globally is in our own backyard. I mean, there was a time where I spent, I've been on staff here 25 years and have had opportunity to share from here like we are now. And then went out and did sales and development for 8 years. And I'm going to tell you, when I got out of this ministry bubble, which there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it is what it is. We're here, and got out to, mix in the business community and go to, events that were business driven. What opportunity to rub elbows with people who apparently, and I'm not going to judge their salvation. I don't know them. The Spirit knows, but, apparently didn't know him. And be able to just live Jesus in front of them. And I think that's probably some of what people will be equipped to do by going to the conference. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're going to get the simplest personal evangelism tool that I have ever found. And we've been training people in evangelism since long before the GCA launched. And this is the simplest tool I've ever found, I promise. And it's something that any Christian could do anytime, anywhere. And so you'll learn how to do that. We'll give you these apologetics tools that you could use to answer simple questions, honest questions that come from people in your sphere of influence. So everyone, you need to come. Again, that's Hoffmantown tomorrow, Friday at 6 p.m. Register at greatcommissionalliance.org.
Yeah.
Again,
and those
greatcommissionalliance.org.
Those doors open at 5:15, so you want to make sure you come early, too.
You
can grab your seat and be there on time and get ready to,
that's a
to
good
enjoy
point.
The...
I sat, even though we're putting on the conference, I sat on the floor last night at the event in Grand
Junction.
You
made a seat for someone. That's
so come early, get your seat.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in. We've been visiting with Nate Herbst, Benny Renfro, and Drew Hoy with the Great Commission Alliance. And after the conference, we're going to have to, hopefully we can have you guys back on the air, even if it's long distance or, some of you guys are local, we'll have you back in. Would you guys?
All three of us are local, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, looking forward to doing that. And again, greatcommissionalliance.org. You can register for the event there. It is not required. You can show up if you're unregistered, but really the best thing to do to make sure you can make it to, be included in the event, because it There's only a certain number of seats. They do get to capacity. We want to make sure that's the case. Anything else, guys, before we go?
Hey, bring a friend with you. If you're already registered, invite two or three people to come with you.
There you go. Okay. Looking forward to that.